Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, precious Lord.
It's Thursday, October 6, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Can we trust Scripture? Can we read it on our own, or do we need a clergy member to interpret it for us? These are some questions that we need answers for. Now, there are four characteristics of Scripture that can help us understand what Scripture is all about. Sufficiency, clarity, authority, and necessity. You can think of it in an acronym called SCAN, Scan the Scriptures. Sufficiency, clarity, authority, and necessity. First of all, sufficiency of Scripture. Wayne Grudem says this is the idea that Scripture contained all the words of God He intended His people to have at each stage of redemptive history, and that it now contains all the words of God we need for salvation, for trusting Him perfectly, and for obeying Him perfectly. Now here's what this is saying. This is saying, in essence, that we are not in need of another near-death experience story where someone encounters an angel that took him to a shack or to outer space or heaven or hell and told him all the mysteries of the universe. We're simply not in need of another book like that. And it's interesting how quickly we flock to the bookstores and read these books and recommend these books to friends and everything. And that's fine. And I'm not doubting that some of these things didn't happen. The 90 minutes in heaven, the 20-something minutes in hell. And you know, I'm not doubting that those things happen. What I'm doing is saying, what happened to the sufficiency of Scripture? Right? Like Scripture is enough to tell us about what God, who God is and what He's about. Second thing is clarity. The clarity of Scripture. This is the idea that the Bible is written in such a way that its teachings are able to be understood by all who read it, seeking God's help and are willing to follow it. Basically, that's saying that it's not just for the super spiritual clergy or trained professional, but anyone can open the Bible and read it and understand it. Doesn't mean that it's easy or that we shouldn't study, but it does mean that we can understand it. Third characteristic of Scripture is called authority, the authority of Scripture. This is the idea that all the words in Scripture are God's words in such a way that to disbelieve or disobey any word of Scripture is to disbelieve or disobey God. Here's the deal. We can say, well, I think this or I think that until we are blue in the face. But the truth is, it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what God thinks. See, Scripture determines what we believe and how we live, not our feelings. So when we approach the Bible, when we open it up, we can't take what we think about God and try to implant that into what the Bible says. Instead, we need to come with an open heart and say, God, Your Word is truth. I'm believing it. I'm taking it for what it is, even if it doesn't sit well with me. All right, the fourth characteristic is the necessity of Scripture. This is the idea that the Bible is necessary for knowing the gospel, for maintaining spiritual life, and for knowing God's will, but is not necessary for knowing that God exists or for knowing something about His character and moral laws. Now, what this means is that salvation is not intuitive. See, you can't go sit up under a tree and figure out the gospel on your own. Now, you might look at creation and figure out that there is a creator God who's powerful and mighty and creative. You might even look at the world and come to the conclusion that there's something wrong since there's sickness, pain, and death. But the gospel that saves and promotes holiness must be communicated. Romans 10 says, how can they hear without a preacher? Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. At the end of the day, God doesn't want our opinion about God, man, and life. He has given us truth. And his truth is found in his word. Taking time to study the doctrine of Scripture is profitable beyond words. Let us pray that God would open our hearts to his word as we open his word to our hearts. And in so doing, magnify the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
In my way, precious Lord, precious Lord, linger near, when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call. Oh, my hand, lest I fall, take my hand, precious love.